He's got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Those of us with children know how acne can have a very large impact on their self-esteem, on their life, how they're treated in school. My next guest, her name is Nancy Sakachi, unfortunately lost her daughter Hannah at the early age of 17 because of a medicine she was prescribed and taking for her acne. Something that I cannot imagine ever having to go through, and thankfully Nancy is here to talk to us about it and educate us about it so that no one else will have to go what she has gone through. So Nancy, thank you so much for coming on the show, for taking the time. And I guess we'll start with having you tell us briefly the story of what happened to Hannah. Tell us in your own words what the story is.
Well, the best way I can tell you is that you go about a normal event. You may take your daughter to the dermatologist, and she originally had made the appointment, actually, to just get a medical facial, and we ended up walking out with a prescription. And that's something I really want everyone to think about, because there was no intention for us to have it, and yet we ended up with it. And like most people, trusting our doctors, even going back and forth in dialogue and saying, hey, I heard of this one, it causes depression, or I know of this, it causes that. There was a tremendous amount of validation and reinforcement that this was safe, it was good, it was fine, no worries. So that's kind of how it starts, in a simple way, not the things that you generally would worry about as parents. And the doctors are figuring some of this out as we go. And so what I'm sharing with people is that what I found out was my daughter went one time for a dermatologist facial, ended up with a medication. And what's different about this medication that I found out is that it causes something called DRESS syndrome. And DRESS syndrome stands for drug reaction or rash with eosinophilia, which is elevated white count, white blood cell count, and systemic symptoms, which means it gets all in you, which is very important. And this term for this diagnosis that we got, minocycline-induced drug reaction with eosinophilia, systemic symptoms, myocarditis, and multiple organ failure. This was my daughter's diagnosis from an acne medicine. So it's important to understand that DRESS is so different than just having a side effect, because DRESS, you don't know that you're having that reaction. It's actually working its way in your system before you have a chance to know it's happening.
Did Hannah have any symptoms or any signs that things were going wrong? I mean, how long was she on the minocycline before something happened?
Well, her line of thought on the way home was, I'm not going to take it because it's going to dry me out. But then she decided to try it. And 21 days in, at her friend's house sleeping over, she woke up with gigantic glands. I mean, gigantic glands in the back of her neck. I've seen them now in the front as well. And she called my husband and said, Daddy, I went to bed with wet hair, and I woke up with these glands. You're right, I shouldn't have done that. And so, of course, we got her to the doctor, and that more symptoms were coming. But we didn't have any indication until 21 days in. And then when I actually had to find her a family practice doctor to see her, because she really was so healthy. And I found a doctor. We went one time, and over, you know, the next few days, as the deadly rash came out and symptoms showed, it was clear she was having, you know, a reaction to the solidine, to the minocycline, which is, solidine is the brand name of minocycline.
So what happened? Issues. What happened? Yeah. What happened next? Did he put her in the hospital immediately, or was there a lag time?
No, he said, I, you know, this looks like mono to me. And what I found out is that's not unusual. And he said, let's do the blood work. It's going to take a couple weeks, and we'll see. In the meantime, take it easy. And so, of course, we were going through, you know, do we know anybody with mono? Is there this or that? But as the symptoms progressed and the rash got horrendous, I mean, it was very clear, even for me, Googling myself, you know, to see, we're having some kind of very severe allergic reaction. So the issue is that even when we found out, and even when they were treating her with prednisone, and she was on a steroid regimen, which is kind of characteristic of what the general knowledge is in the medical world. What's not understood is that which dose is correct in the steroids for each person and these kind of things. So when they lowered her dose, as they tapered her, she swelled back up. And again, very, you know, top doctors that were looking at her, we got to medical care. They all really thought it needed more undoing, that the rash and the reaction was just more in her system and she needed more undoing and more steroid. But on the last steroid decrease, when we thought we were on our very last appointment, when she was looking good and everything was okay, she literally had heart failure right there on the doctor's table. It started to show the night before, and we thought maybe she had pneumonia because the prednisone makes you susceptible to more things. It's a very crazy mind game. And so,
it sounds like the diagnosis wasn't made for a long time, or was it ever made?
Well, everybody was clear that she was having a reaction to the solidine, to get a dress diagnosis, from what I've understood, many people need a large organ sample. Now with Hannah, we had that. We didn't need that by the time we got it, but we did have that, and on her autopsy and on the medical documents, you'll excuse me for talking about this as if it's not my daughter. It all says that exactly the same thing that's published in the medical journal, which is her diagnosis, minocycline-induced drug reaction. So it's clear 100% that that's what she had.
Right.
What's not
Nancy?
Clear?
Right.
Yes. Yes.
How common or how rare is DRESS? I mean, is it, do you know the numbers, how often this occurs when someone takes this medicine?
Okay, that's a fantastic question and something very hard, because if you look at all the data, you'll see, because it's misdiagnosed, because it's underreported, because so many doctors don't even know what it is when they're recognizing it and they're treating symptoms, it's considered rare still. But I have issues with that because even if it, in 2010, the FDA themselves did their own investigation of the adverse event reports with minocycline. They concluded that it caused DRESS, black thyroid, severe lupus, and other autoimmune responses. And then they had the drug companies put it on the label. DRESS goes back to 1959. We should be aware of it. And we should realize now, which is so important, that even if it's rare, even if it's 1 in 1,000, 1 in 10,000, if it happens to you, you know, it's like a beheading. It stops you dead in your tracks. It doesn't really matter who's going to decide whose kid lives or what adult lives. 40 or 50 million people take acne medication. So we're all at risk, and there's also the bigger picture of it, for sure, which is just being a little more careful to say, do I need this drug before I put it in my mouth? Can I go to the FDA site, put the drug in the doctor offered me, and take a minute to see if there's any updated information? I just think it's time to look at the fact that we're facing superbug issues with antibiotics, we're facing MRSA, we're facing tuberculosis. New things are popping up regarding antibiotics. So why would we give it to people for pimples when we may need it in the future to fight things? There are not that many antibiotics left. And I don't think the risk to benefit is worth it.
I agree completely. We have a few seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to say to parents out there that they can do proactively?
Jess, I thought you should know to take a breath. The sky isn't falling, but take that extra time when it comes to medication, even if it's over the counter. I can't imagine you would want your life stopped dead in your tracks over pimples. And that's what happened. So I'm sharing so that Hannah didn't, you know, die in vain, so she sees. Okay. Rare
Nancy,
means it can happen. Take a breath and check my website out, which is dresssyndrome.org.
Nancy Sakachi, thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing your painful story, and hopefully this won't have to happen to any other parents. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD. Remember, never let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends.